surely, my son, even this day,
I speak a word of release to you.
Yes.
I'm going to release you into my word and into even the anointing that I would place upon you shall be a great anointing.
Thank you.
And you shall begin to speak with a new power, a new authority. And you shall even begin to speak from the depths of your heart. For surely that's where I dwell, saith the Lord. For I know you have a heart for me. And I'm going to begin to speak to you. And I'm going to begin to show you things and tell you things that you've never known before. And you're going to begin to bless my people in such a way as is going to be astounding to them, as my anointing is released in you. For my anointing shall break the yokes and lives as you speak my word. And surely even you and your wife, I shall begin to loose you both into greater ministry. And as I open the doors, you must be willing to step through them. For surely I shall do a mighty work in you, and I shall cause even the captives to be set free, saith the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, I proclaim even a special anointing to rest on Mark from this day forward, a loosening of his tongue that he might speak with such freedom and such authority, Father, that it would be only your words and only your presence would be felt as he speaks. And Father, I thank you for what you're going to do here. And I just release him in the name of Jesus, Father, as I lay hands on him right now, Father. And I release all the gifts and the callings that are in him right now. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen.
And I would say unto thee, my son, know that the mantle that I rest upon you is from me, from above, saith the Lord. No man can put it upon thee, and no man shall take it from thee, saith the Lord. Shall be my strength, and it shall be made known, because as you speak my word, and my word comes to pass, saith the Lord, they shall know that they know that they know that the mantle of the Lord rests upon this man, saith the Lord. And they shall know that it's not given by man, but it's given by God who created heaven and earth. And I would say unto thee, thou shalt speak, and thou shalt see heaven and the earth move, saith the Lord.
Joy, you come up here. I want to pray for you too. Father, in Jesus' name, right now, I just speak a word of release even to Joey, Father. And I know that she loves you with all of her heart. And I know that even you have been inspiring the books that she's been writing. And Father, I just right now, I ask you to just loose all of that abundance that's inside of her, Father. And Father, that she just might be the true blessing that you've called her to be. And Father, I ask for doors to open. And I ask for even your word to go forth in such a way that the captives would be set free, even as they read the books. And not only that, Father, but you're going to begin to loose her even into the gifts and callings that you have for her in greater depths. She's going to begin to speak with a word of authority, even prophetically, Father. And I ask you, Father, to just totally loose her lips today,
yes,
that she might speak your word, and you might speak it with such authority and power. And out of the love of God, and only out of the love of God, Father. And Father, just right now, I just pray for both of them together. And I pray a special anointing on their lives. And Father, that their lives are going to touch so many, and there's going to be so many who are going to be released from them both, Father. And I thank you for what you're going to do here, Lord. And I just give you all praise, I give you all glory, and I give you all honor. For Father, you even joined these two together from the foundation of the world. And people used to wonder it when they started even dating each other at such a young age. But Father, you knew. You knew that you had called them together. You knew that you were uniting them together. And you knew that you were going to release them together. And Father, in Jesus' name, I just pray for them both. And I ask you to just totally release all of the gifts and callings in them, that they might be that blessing that you've called them to be in the earth. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Father. In all three realms, Father. In the realm of the flesh, in the realm of the soul, and in the realm of the spirit, Father, right now, I speak that word of release to them. And Father, I just ask you to just so unite them together in oneness, in purpose in you, and begin to even reveal your purposes. You've spoke to their heart already, but Father, you're going to begin to speak to them even in the night seasons, and they're going to begin to see things that they haven't saw before. They're going to begin to understand things that they haven't understood, and you're going to begin to make the path very, very clear, Father.
Amen.
Thank you for what you're going to do. I give you all praise. I give you all glory. I give you all honor, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I would say unto thee, my daughter, know that some soweth and some watereth, but it is I that giveth the increase, saith the Lord. And thou hast in thyself even said, if it only come one from the book, or one here, or one there. But I would say unto thee, I have blessed thee in a mighty way, saith the Lord, and I have given these words to speak to other people. For my word will not return void, but it will go out, and it will scatter among the people, saith the Lord. And it will bring forth fruit, saith the Lord. And even where thou workest, saith the Lord, thou shalt no longer be in a place to where thou feelest trapped, saith the Lord, but thou shalt be in a place of freedom, saith the Lord. And that freedom shall be in my spirit. And you shall not hesitate to bring forth that word which I speak to you to speak to others, saith the Lord. And you shall see my hand in motion, saith the Lord. And they shall come one at a time, two at a time. And then they shall start gathering in five and ten at a time, saith the Lord. But it shall not fail, saith the Lord, that you shall see the hand of God work in the mighty way, saith the Lord. And you shall also be able to say, but it's not me, it's him that's inside of me, saith the Lord. And you shall bring me honor and glory, saith the Lord. And the number is beyond measure, saith the Lord, because my word goeth forth and return not void. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We all know you, Mark, and we know what a kind, pliable heart that you have. But I saw, the Lord showed me, you're in front of a group of people, and you were speaking, and in the spirit they could see that same heart that we know, and they don't even know you. And in the spirit, the shackles were just being broken across the auditorium. There were just people being set free. And I know it was mentioned so many times, so I almost hesitated even saying this, but it's just a confirmation that that tender heart that you have is going to be shed abroad, and people will be set free.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.